Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Deep in the throes of seasonal depression, I don't leave the house. And when I get off work, because there's no reason to. I'm with you now, man. Now, the weekend I'll get out. But
you turned into me.
Well, it's the week, during the week. I got to get out. I got to get out of the house. But if I leave the house, well, I'm not the kind of person that goes and spends money. That'd be, who's that? That's our wives.
Wives like to do that.
That's right. But if I leave the house, there's no place to go. Dropping off the kids or something like that. If you don't live in our area, we have a ton of snow on the ground, just cold and crappy. It's going to melt, though, next couple of days, I heard. So
that was the active one, then.
What'd you do yesterday?
I went to the gym. Right. We're out to
I have a gym at the house. When it's crappy, I stay at the house, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you went date night?
No. Oh. It was just me and my stepson.
Okay. Well,
my wife's out of town, right. So.
Yeah, that's not a date.
No, not a date at all. No.
That shouldn't be a date.
No.
That's just called...
In the traditional sense of date night. Yeah, that shouldn't be a date.
What'd you eat?
It's called...
Fill me on your fun time. What'd you eat?
Going out to eat. I had the grilled mahi.
All right.
Grilled mahi with spinach and some sort of good reduction sauce. And I forget what the carbs were on the side, but whatever that was really good, too.
Excellent.
Some taters or some rice?
Tater tots. Yeah,
No.
Some quinoa?
More fancy
quinoa,
than that.
Yeah, quinoa. Quinoa is really good. You put a bunch of other stuff on it, like butter or... Yeah. Or some sort of, I don't know, steak sauce or something to make it taste.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife makes quinoa all the time. It's a miracle food. But it's like I always mix it whatever else is on the plate to give it some flavor.
A little salsa
exactly.
Or some hot sauce or something.
Give that to Craig. Yeah. See if Craig would eat quinoa.
Or
exactly.
Some,
anything like that. Just mix it in there.
Some
man.
Substance. Yeah. To me, it's just a bunch of pellets.
It's rabbit food.
Right.
It's miracle.
It's really good for you.
Yeah, it is really good for you. But there's no flavor.
Kind of bland.
It's one of them superfoods.
Bland says it's bland. I think the word says.
So. Right. Would you like some pellets on your salad? Sure, bro.
No, it's not even salad. But sometimes it's just a pot. You put it in that. That's a side dish.
It's
I know.
A substitute for rice.
Brutal. Brutal. All right. So enjoy some quinoa later on this morning.
Quino.
Superfood.
Quino, right?
Quino.
It's queen. It's
quinoa.
It's quinoa.
That was a commercial. That was somewhere a year or so ago.
Did Craig's got more names to go with the Diane, not Diane Sawyer. What was your name?
Connie Sawyer.
Right?
I think he only
by halfway through.
About halfway through that list, right.
Anybody have Tinky Winky?
That came in late in the show yesterday.
Yeah, we missed that.
And I mentioned it to Craig, and he really didn't seem to react one way or the other.
Listen, I was not a kid when that was a show, and I didn't even have kids when that was a show, and I knew who that guy was.
Yeah.
I knew that show because when it came on, you just reprogrammed your brain to Tinky Winky. It was just one of those, it was such a bye-bye, bye-bye. You know, we used to joke about that all the time, and it was famous. Me being a grown man with no kids knows what it is. Everybody knows the Tinky Winky. They all know that. Yeah. Remember, and remember who was the asshat that came out against the purple one?
That would have been.
He had a purse.
Jerry Falwell.
Okay. Yeah. Said the Tinky Winky was gay. Yeah. All you homophobes out there, I don't think he listened.
Because he was purple and had like the little triangle
on his head. And he had a purse.
Oh, and he had a purse.
He had a purse, and that makes you gay.
Oh, and the symbol, too.
But it was a purse, too. He was totally confused about everything. Yeah, the symbol meant nothing.
The symbol had nothing to do with anything.
No, it was a handle.
Anything gay.
It was how you picked him up. That wasn't Dinky Winky, right?
Yeah.
Tinky Winky had, so Jerry Falwell. Is Falwell dead? I think he's dead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It looked like Tinky Winky had a handle on his head.
Yeah, that's what. Yes, so, he did. Yeah, pistol grips for ears, too. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. Falwell died in 07.
Okay, so Falwell will be happy that Tinky Winky kicked. The guy actually inside the suit is 52. I don't want to argue with Craig on these. I don't think anybody probably had him, but I think he's famous. You know?
Yeah, I'm guessing nobody had him.
But Probably not.
He might argue the guy really isn't famous.
I don't want to get into that.
He's famous as the costume.
Any suit, man.
The costume is
There's
famous.
A documentary about the guy in the Darth Vader suit. And it wasn't James Earl Jones, by the way. It was just the voice.
Nope.
The guy in the suit. There's a documentary about his life out there. He was just the guy in that suit.
I couldn't tell you his name, but
I wouldn't either.
I'm aware that he has
one.
Same with the R2-D2.
And there was a midget inside the... Oh, that's R2-D2. Then who was the guy inside...
C-3PO.
C-3PO was a midget. Yeah, that in that little machine.
Okay.
Oh, C-3PO was a walker
C-3PO
one.
Was
a
yeah,
walker one.
Full-size guy.
Yeah, that guy was... We know that guy's name.
Peter Mayhew, I believe. Or no, was that...
And there was a little guy...
Chewbacca.
Excuse me. There was a little guy inside that other machine. They put a guy in that. Yeah. He drove that thing around.
Yeah. That's R2-D2.
R2-D2, yeah.
Little round one?
Yeah, that guy died. He'd be famous. Yeah, so Tinky Winky kicks. You can... Bye-bye.
Yeah. What about... Like famous mascots.
Yeah, I don't know about that because they do switch shows a lot. The Philly Fanatic, the original guy, but even then, it's you don't know. Somebody else could be in that the next night. You know. Yeah, we knew a guy
who
used to be a mascot. Yeah.
A good thing we don't have to rule on this.
No. But I still think Tinky Winky being on TV made him more famous.
I'm trying to find it. It says he was found last week in the streets of Liverpool with hypothermia.
Tinky Winky?
Yeah, he collapsed in the street somewhere.
Wow.
So I was trying to find out.
Are you picturing the actual Tinky Winky laying in the streets with a bottle of wine next to him?
No, I'm picturing because the story is about his daughter penning a tribute to him.
Oh, okay.
And his daughter is a smoke show, man. She is hot.
Oh, okay.
So that's all I'm thinking about
right now.
Well,
he was a pretty young dude.
52.
Yeah, 52.
Well, maybe there's no work for Tinky Winky lately, and he just started drinking, you know? Don't want to get into the blow and stuff like that.
It doesn't say why he collapsed in the street.
All right.
Was he sleeping in the streets of
Liverpool? Hate to wake you up with death here.
I don't think it doesn't seem like it, no.
I hate to wake you up with death here.
He was unresponsive.
When I look at the news sometimes, death's the happiest thing.
Especially... with the death of Tinky Winky, because that's going to affect you if you're in your like late 20s.
Bye-bye. Oh, you remember that? Yeah.
Early 30s.
Exactly. If you grew up watching that, we even know who that is. All right. So Craig Evans will be here. Petey Mack will be here. 2 weeks to the Super Bowl. Jeez.
Yeah.
That talk's going to get old, isn't it?
Suddenly.
Yeah.
I've lost interest.
Don't tell me I'm supposed to be interested. Really, don't tell me. Yeah, I like football, but I'm not interested.
Did you see the post somebody gave us on Facebook,
what?
Todd?
They're
painting the Eagles logo in the Vikings end zone.
That's even more worse. More worse. Great one. Great English here.
It's early.
Yeah, because they beat you, and it's in your stadium, and they're painting over your name with the name of them.
Yeah. There's still Vikings logos around the field, you know, on the padding.
Right.
But they're painting a big giant Eagles logo in that end zone.
Yeah, you know what they're doing on the other end zone?
Patriots.
Yeah, that's
painting
even
a big
worse.
Patriots logo.
Yeah. Too bad. That's probably the closest a team was going to get to being in the Super Bowl in their own stadium. You know, like it hasn't happened.
You got to figure it's going to happen eventually.
I don't know. The stars have to align. You got to find a stadium, and that team has to make it. I realize it's the obvious, but it's... I think that's a tough road to hoe.
And more stadiums in the Super Bowl rotation.
Yeah, you're right,
now.
Because of the North ones coming in.
Yeah. I mean, like, is Detroit still in the rotation? They've recently a
their
Super
stadium's
Bowl
old
at Detroit.
Now.
I don't think so.
No.
Let's see. Next year.
You're assuming that Detroit would be in the Super Bowl.
Next year, Atlanta. So that's a possibility.
Atlanta's a possibility, right?
And then back to Miami,
that's
Tampa.
That's not a possibility. Tampa is a possibility. No, it's not. They suck, too.
And then L.A. in 2022 when they get that new stadium built. Those are the only ones
you
that
got
are
the Raiders and the,
on the books.
You got the Raiders and the Rams. That's, I guess that's possible.
Or the Clippers and the Rams.
The Clippers and the Rams.
Sure.
That's right.
That may be your best chance.
Yeah, I see the Rams.
Maybe.
Because you get
the Raiders in Vegas.
Because you have two teams that are playing out of the L.A. stadium.
And Vegas is going to get one, too. You know they are.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. All right, we're looking for future Super Bowls. That's where our life is at right now. All right. Craig Evans, Petey Mack. Our buddy Nick Allen's going to stop in. Comedian Nick Allen.
Oh, we can always go to the, if you want to. Real Super Bowl news. We'll take you to the Viking Facebook pages where the Vikings threw that game because the NFL officials wanted. I don't know why.
Well, how did the Vikings throw it then? You mean the NFL officials took it from them or they threw it?
Oh no, they were asked to throw the game.
So you people on that Facebook page are what's the word I'm looking for? Idiots.
Yeah.
They believe that?
Yeah, I didn't
know. What am I talking about?
Too deep into the conspiracy theory.
I look at the news every day. Yeah. I realize there are idiots out there.
Why? Oh, it might be the small market thing. The Vikings were asked to throw the game.
I disagree with that. I think the Vikings, I think the NFL probably wanted the Vikings. They want that hometown feel. They want the Midwest versus the Patriots.
It's a good storyline.
Yeah, I think it's. I mean, I know the Eagles are there, and I know the East Coast, but the East Coast would have watched the game anyway because of the damn Patriots.
The world would have watched the game. It's the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Oh, the Vikings are playing in their home.
Do you get on those sites and say you're idiots? Just get banned from those sites? We don't have.
Yeah, I just
say you're an idiot.
I'm gonna have to
troll those sites and say you're an idiot.
I'm already a bad fan.
I know you are.
Remember.
I know.
I've already been labeled a
bad
fan.
You might as well troll these idiots. Anybody buying that?
No.
Asked to throw it?
There are a bunch of people that get on there and say, you guys are freaking idiots.
Well, if they did throw it, they threw it really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they threw it to the best of their ability.
Didn't even make it look close.
Right. Well, we'll come down, we'll look good the first drive, and then we'll suck after that.
And we'll
all
suck
right, there's
ass.
The plan.
There's the plan. Go. Break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.